This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Stevens with us, offgridmontana.com. And I've got a couple, about four comments to some of the things he said during the last hour. So there have been 297 mass shootings in the United States in 2018. That's so far. And mass shooting is when, you know, multiple people are involved. It doesn't necessarily include death, but it happens as well during these mass shootings. And the other team wants to stop us from owning guns. They want us to give up some of our guns. Piers Morgan suggested that we should give up some of our guns. Not me. I worked hard to earn the Federal Reserve notes in order to buy my AR-15, and I plan on keeping my AR-15 for the defense of my family and me. Well, so the call is for the banning of the AR-15. So why do I have an AR-15? Well, before that I had an AK-47. But the federal government spent a lot of money buying AR-15s, American-made AR-15s. And they were proven, that technology, that platform was proven during the Vietnam conflict. Seems to be a pretty good platform. So I figured if they've done all this extensive testing, that would be the one to get, because our tax-paying Federal Reserve notes were used to help perfect that platform. So since we paid for it, that's probably what I should use. That's what I have. Okay. We talked about the opioid crisis. I got a call this morning before the broadcast from Dr. Millie Hinkle, M.D., and she's going to be on with us on Friday on GCN, on Monday on RVN. And she's going to be talking about a discovery that she's made with camel milk and what happens with drug addiction and camel milk. And quite fascinating. Next thing is, we talked about children and what they're learning and so forth. And you can spot a homeschooled child from 50 feet away. They behave differently. They're typically not looking down, bumping into people in the aisles in the supermarket when as they walk down the aisles, because homeschoolers are typically not looking down at their smartphones. They're actually paying attention. And the another thing that you talked about was the mentor-protege relationship. Well, that's something that we have seemed to have forgotten about. Young people think that they can go to the internet, they can look at this blue screen, they can look at their smartphone, and they can learn whatever they need to learn from the keyboard and the mouse, and it's not true. It's not true. They can learn the concepts, but when it comes into practice, during the top of the hour commercials we heard and news, we heard that the medical profession is finding out that medical interns are having a tough time. They can pass the tests quite well, but when it comes down to craftsmanship, you know, and that's required in medicine, dexterity, if you're going to suture, mechanical skills, You know, how the bones and the body are connected and leverage and all that kind of stuff. Yep. They're not so good at that. They don't have the mechanical skills, the dexterity, the craftsmanship that's necessary for medicine. But it's not just medicine. It's all walks of life that when we interact with machines, we need to know how they work. And the best way to do it is by doing it. And one example that, I've talked about a little bit on the air is I used to have problems with the tire balancing. No matter who balanced the tires on our vehicles, no matter where they were done, big shop, little shop, they were never done right. Nobody did the tire balancing well enough that I was satisfied. And it was only until I bought a used tire balancing machine that I figured out exactly why. And the reason I'm saying this is because sometimes you actually have to do it, actually most of the time you actually have to do it, in order to understand it. Like gardening. You can read about it, but when it comes to doing it, a lot of people fail. The first time, second time, third time. You really have to do it to understand it. So with the balancing, I would look and I'd say, okay, it says, it comes up 000. That means no weight is needed on my wheels that have just been balanced with the new tires. Perfect, according to the machine. But there'd always be vibration. And that's because the program gives the operator of the balancer different choices. And the balancer can be set so that it will round off. So if a wheel is out of balance, it can be set to display 000. So the customer is confident. Oh, great. It's a perfectly balanced wheel. But it's not, because the operator has set, or the shop foreman has set that machine so that it won't show the true results. Or the machine has not been calibrated recently or properly. Or the machine has been set to statically balance the wheel instead of dynamically balancing the wheel. So all of those things can yield a report on the screen for the customer to see that the wheels are balanced properly, but they're not. So what I'm saying is the mentor-protege relationship is absolutely critical to do a good job, to be the best we can be, period. I don't see how it can be done any other way. If I want to be a machinist, I'm not going to be a good machinist by watching YouTube videos. I'm actually going to have to get on that lathe. I'm actually going to have to use a dial caliper. I'm actually going to have to use a micrometer. I'm actually going to have to get my fingers dirty. I'm going to have to turn the wrenches, turn the ratchets. I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to work with lubricants. I'm going to have to use Loctite, things like that, in order to have the experience to do a good job. Let me give you a quick example. So a gal pulled into our farm. She happened to be the mail lady. A couple days ago, she pulled in with her Jeep. My son and Mrs. Finelli greeted her, and I heard the vehicle. I was in the shop, and they greeted her. And so from 20 feet away or so, I said, "You've got a valve tap." She goes, "Don't go there." I thought, why is she saying this? She said, "Your son already told me that." So he'd been there like 20 seconds before I got there. I noticed from 20 feet away. And I went, I said, let me get something in the shop. I'll be right back. So I went into the shop. I opened one of the tool drawers. And I pulled out a stethoscope. Now, I bought this stethoscope probably 30 years ago for $3.49. It's just like a doctor would use, except it has a long rod, about, oh, maybe 18 to 20 inches long. And I said, if it's okay with you, I will locate exactly where your problem is. So I put the stethoscope on, and I went right to where her valve tap is, and I said, "This is exactly where your problem is." She said, "That's exactly where the dealer just fixed it." I said, "Well, they didn't fix it, obviously." So what I'm saying is, the young people today would look at their machines and they would rely on a computer rather than the old-fashioned way with a stethoscope. I'm talking about a mechanical stethoscope. Nothing special. But it's a tool we use here all the time. And it works. Bottom line is, we need to get back to some of the older ways of doing things so we can understand how they work. Like the mentor-protege relationship that you talked about, Rich, even.
Yeah. And let me make a couple comments on what you just said. First of all, this is why I talk about practice with your preschoolers all the time. You know, when you were talking about guns and the so-called elite wanting to take away our guns, well, every Hollywood venue and every venue of the rich and famous has guns protecting themselves. And I mentioned this article a couple weeks ago, or I think when I monologued last week. I can't remember. Anyway, NBA star and gun control proponent LeBron James is critical of private citizens carrying guns for self-defense, but employs at least 10 armed security personnel at his home for defense of himself and his family. What we need to do is make sure that all these people who are anti-gun, anti-illegal immigrants, we need to find out, do they have security backing them up who has guns? Do they live behind a wall? Do they live behind a fence or a gated community? See, we have one set of rules and laws for the aristocracy, and then one for the bottom 93%. And I say that, you know, when I say bottom 93%, folks, as you know, I say the bottom 93% of income earners. And keep in mind, we all have short memories. I want to jar your memory that back in 1991, former U.S. Navy intel Milton Cooper wrote a book titled Behold a Pale Horse. And the plan was to use drugs and hypnosis on medically impaired people to open fire on school kids. So the people who are emotionally sick are subjected to these behaviors. And then the little people emotionally ask for the government to disarm the people. And that's how it works. So this is all a plan of action. So most of the things out there at this point in time, especially right before the election, are lies, propaganda, false flags. And this is why we need practice what you preach laws. And as far as, and you, I mentioned this because you were talking about psychotropic drugs briefly, Vince. And regarding things like gardening, hunting, and fishing, I'm not an expert at all. Even though I've been doing it for years, I'm always learning. We need to relearn the old 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology to keep our freedoms, liberties, and keep us thinking.
Yeah, I'll tell you a skill I'm learning when we come back. I'm going to do it today. I started on it yesterday. I'll tell you about it when we come back. New skill. You can do it too.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
If they can do it, I can certainly do it, because I have the desire to do it. So we have a Jeep on our farm, and it's never been registered, and I don't plan on registering. I bought this 1994 Jeep Wrangler. Why? Because it was less expensive to buy a Jeep Wrangler to travel around the farm with fence posts and tools and, you know, chainsaws and, you know, fence wire and all that kind of stuff. It's got a hitch on it. It was less expensive to do that than to buy a four-wheeler. So I bought this tax deduction, 1994 Jeep Wrangler. It's never been, I have never registered with the other team because I don't plan on driving it, you know, for commerce. It's just around the farm. Well, it came with a broken windshield. And I looked up, what does the windshield cost to have it replaced? Well, a 2002 Jeep Wrangler is about $208. Now, that would be out of my pocket because this does not have, you know, road insurance on it. This is just used on the farm. And so $208 for a 2002 Jeep Wrangler. Now, if you had a 2018 Jeep, the cost would be between $331 and $501 for windshield. I bought one from the local glass guy for $76, brand new. It's not like it's used. It's not like it's taken out of another Jeep. It's brand new, $76. So I'm going to put it in myself. And There's also a damaged quarter panel glass that's like the rear, the side hardtop on this Jeep Wrangler, and it had a broken glass as well. Well, winter's coming, and I thought it would be a good time to, you know, replace that. So I'm going to do that, park it in the sun, and put that glass in as well. So how much did that glass cost? Well, I tried to find one at an auto salvage, or I can't find one. I cannot find one. Nobody's got them. I found one on the internet. I got it shipped here, glass, package, shipping, everything, for $28. $28. So for a little over $100, I'm going to replace the windshield and the quarter glass. Now, when I say quarter glass, this is huge. Okay? This is like the size of a hula hoop, except it's rectangular. So it's not like it's a mirror. It's big. $28. So what I'm saying is, can you do it yourself? I think so. Because I think I can do it too. So these are skills. Now, how did I learn how to do it? Well, I went to YouTube and I looked at a bunch of videos. And some of them are just hard to watch. I mean, can't they just get to the point? I guess they can't. Well, I cut to the chase and fast-forwarded and that kind of stuff. And I was able to learn how to do it within about 10 minutes. So I started on it yesterday. I needed some materials, and I'm going to go pick them up today. I'll have it done today. And how much will I have saved? Probably $400. How long will it take me? Probably 2 hours for the whole thing, because I've never done it before. But you can, just like I am. Any comments on that? I'm talking about learning new skills. And it'd be nice if I had, you know, a mentor, but I don't. But I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because I have to. Why? Because for me to get this Jeep to a glass company to have it done by them completely, you know, bring it in, drop it off, come pick it up, I have to put the Jeep on a trailer. And then I have to pull it to, let's say, Springfield, you know, 100-mile round trip. I don't want to do it. I don't want to put it on the trailer. You know, I have a 16-foot trailer. It's ready to go. I could hook it up to our pickup truck, pull it over there, drop it off. I don't want to do it. I don't want to waste half a day going there, coming back, you know, strapping it down, run the risk of, you know, all the people on the road. I don't want to do it. I'll just put the windshield in myself. And the quarter glass. Any comments, Rich Sheehan?
Well, you know, I had a little glass project I think you know about just yesterday. I had to get some high temperature glass for my wood stove. So, because it cracked, it broke. And, you know, the metal doors, obviously a lot more efficient, but there's certain benefits with ambiance and seeing what's through the glass in my wood stove, so I don't have to constantly open it to check to see if it needs a piece of wood. So there's always something. Okay?
Yeah, there's always something. And if you want to live like Rich Sheehan does off-grid, or like we do off-grid on a farm,
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon sending 5,000 active duty U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border by the end of this week. to prepare for the arrival of a Central American migrant caravan that could still be weeks from arriving at the border. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says some of the troops are already on their way.
We have about 800 soldiers that are on their way to Texas right now.
On another immigration issue, President Trump says he may sign an executive order that would end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are heading to Pittsburgh today, where they'll honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting massacre that killed 11 and wounded 6. The suspect Robert Bauer is now behind bars, facing 29 federal counts. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Rich, I've been thinking about this project that you had with your broken wood stove front door glass. So the glass cracked, and you needed to have it replaced. So the question is, in a situation like that, you live off the grid, you're not near the big cities, you're out there in Montana. So who would you call? Would you call the wood stove glass replacement guys and have them come out? There is no choice, as far as I can tell.
Well,
you have to do it yourself.
I tried to uncover every option. I called up the manufacturer up in Canada where I bought the wood stove. I contacted some local glass companies here in northwest Montana. I weighed the probability of the glass getting here safely and not being broken. Mm-hmm. So I basically went to the flathead to pick up the glass and bring it here. And I took out the old glass and put in the new glass. It wasn't as... I'm always concerned when I have to... with torque and hand strength, because I've lost so much strength in my hands from spinal stenosis. That's always my first concern is, can I, first of all, do I have the tools? And second of all, with the tools I have, can I take things apart and put it back together? So after I figured out that I could, that was my best choice to eliminate any glass being broken through the mail. And I went there and picked it up, and it was not a big deal. And I bought two. So if this happens again, I can put it in. So, you know, and folks, I just want to tell you, you listen to Vince and myself, especially Vince, for a long time. He loves cars. He loves automobiles. You know, I don't think that, I think with, even though Vince knows more about most things than anybody I know, I think he'll be the first one to tell you he doesn't do everything. None of us do. And I think what we have to do is realize what we enjoy in life, what are our interests, what are our hobbies, what are our passions, what are our enthusiasms. You know, I chose making my own energy and living with frugality with it, with a 675 amp hour system, living off grid with solar, and growing my own food, hunting my own food, raising my own food, because of the volatility and the prices. And I wanted to be able to control my own destiny a little bit. And those are the areas that I chose. You don't have to do everything. You don't have to go out and drill for oil and refine your own gasoline. You know, you got to pick things that you enjoy that's going to save you money, that's going to build skill sets that you can teach to other people. I can't even count all the people I've had at my hobby farm because they wanted to see how we live off grid or the garden or whatever. And again, I don't consider myself an expert at anything. People look at my website, they say, wow, you've done a lot of hunting and fishing. You've been so successful. You know, it's not because I'm good at it. It's because I enjoy it and I want to save money and I want to, and don't forget, I give 50% of my meat away that I harvest. I don't hog all the proceeds. I give it away to people who appreciate it, whether they're poor or whether they don't have the ability to hunt game and they're pretty well off and they just want to live without hormones, steroids, antibiotics, pesticides, and GMO. So you got to pick and choose what you like. But when I read statistics over the air, like the average American spends 7 to 8 hours a day watching television and their smartphone, that should be unacceptable. And this is when you need to look yourselves in the mirror and say, hey, I need to reroute my plan of action. When today's youth is spending 7 hours outdoors per week, that should be unacceptable. Parents and grandparents need to start looking at this and start saying, hey, we need this self-sufficiency preparedness school this guy Rich talks about. We need to relearn those 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology and start thinking again. We need to learn nutrition. Basically, we've gone off track as a society. And the balances in life, especially the imbalance between nature and technology, has overtaken us. The imbalance between hard work and cultivating your interests and hobbies and passions has gone the wrong way. So this is why I do these radio shows, is to give ideas and solutions to the people so they can have a balance in life. And another big imbalance we have is political correctness, especially between humor and being serious. And that's why I started the show with Carol Swain from Prager University. And she talked about how women and blacks have been considered, have been playing the victim card for so long. And this is why I always say, don't say that you're socially liberal. Basically, you're setting yourself up, because there's nothing more racist, bigot, or sexist than being told how to vote or how to think. Vince?
So I was thinking about this door, this wood stove door. Could you have found a guy to come to your cabin and fix the door for you? I mean, is there a guy out there?
It would have cost a lot more money. So,
what do you think it would cost?
I have no idea. But, you know, okay. When you're paying for labor, I mean, there's certain things that I just can't do anymore, okay? This is not... when I realized that I could use the tools that I have, and I had the strength in my hands to give me the proper torque to handle this issue, that's when I realized I was not going to call anybody, and I was going to take care of this problem by myself.
And I think that's great, and I think more of us should do exactly what you did. Figure it out, go to the internet, go look up the tasks that you're trying to perform, and see what other people have done, and then come to the conclusion, I can do that. Literally, I can do that. And that's what I do on a regular basis. I really do. I bought a new computer for the farm here. And I paid less for this computer than someone who bought the cheapest computer you could think of would pay for sales tax on that computer. I bought an entire computer without a hard drive, though, for $5.50. Can you imagine that?
Without a hard drive?
So I bought a hard drive, too, for like $20-something dollars. So I bought a computer separate from the hard drive. I put them together, loaded the operating system on it, and we're good to go. What I'm saying is, you can do it. You absolutely can do it. It just takes the persistence and the desire, and you can do it. And all the information is available on the internet. Well, most of it, I guess. But I've been building computers for a long time. But, you know, this is... I can't buy the parts for this. I can't buy a stick of memory for the cost of the entire computer. As a matter of fact, what we're finding out is that you can buy an entire car that doesn't run for $500 and fix it yourself, because the guy who owns it can't afford to have it fixed because the cost of labor is so high. So if you're willing to learn, if you're willing to do the research, and you have the persistence, you can probably do it. You can probably buy a used car for... let me give you an example. There was a guy who was selling a mid-2000 model Jaguar for $800 on the internet. And he said, I'm selling this because it needs a throttle cable, and I can't find one. And it's too expensive to fix it. So I guess the dealer would charge him too much. And he's selling an entire car. Everything works, except the gas pedal doesn't communicate with the engine. That's the entire problem. It's got tires, brakes, wheels, windshield, rear window, glass, doors, seats, radio, air conditioning, cooling system, bumpers. It's all there. And it's not like it's been rolled over. It was immaculate for $800 because he couldn't afford to have the dealership fix it, and he couldn't figure out where to get the part. I was willing to buy that. I missed it by a couple hours. I did quick research. I was able to find a cable used. And for less than $1,000, I'd have a Jaguar that would go uphill, downhill, stop, start, Windows would go up everything. Can you imagine that? Contrast that with what a new car costs today. So,
yeah, Vince, if you recall, I asked you about, I was at the dealership getting my oil changed, and you just was kind of filling around, the salesman and showed me a new vehicle because it was kind of a layover. And I asked you, what were your thoughts? And you looked up what prices of certain parts would be, like a water pump, things of that nature. And the prices of parts compared to like my 2011, which is my newest vehicle, is astronomical. And I think you should share that story. I know you did at one point quickly, but well, I think you should mention that because it's truly an incentive to live with what you got and live below your means and try to fix what you have instead of increasing so-called technology for a price that is, ridiculous.
Okay. All right. So I just mentioned during this hour of the broadcast that a Jeep Wrangler windshield for a 2002 model, if you had it replaced, average cost right now is $208 for 2002. 16 years later, Jeep Wrangler windshield for a 2018 model is between $331 and $501. Okay. It's an enormous price increase. It's like double. And we'll talk about the water pumps when we come back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try."
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. And so Rich asked me to share with you some information about new vehicles. And I just can't believe what I'm seeing. People are showing up with their vehicles here at the farm, and they're asking us to help them with repairs and so forth. So I just cannot believe what I'm seeing. So here's the story. If you had a 1976, 1977 or so model Chevrolet pickup truck, a half ton, that would be known as the K10. So just a plain old pickup truck, Chevrolet. If you needed a fuel pump for that and you wanted to buy it, right now you could buy one on the internet for $17. Less than $20. There are two fuel lines that attach to it, and you would use a wrench to loosen them, and there are two bolts that hold it in, and you could lean over the side of the fender in the engine compartment and do it yourself. The cost would be $17.46. If you wanted to put a water pump on that same vehicle, if you wanted to buy it and do it yourself, you could. And the cost is $23 for a water pump. $23. That's in today's prices. When I was selling auto parts, it was more like $10 for the water pump and maybe $9 for the fuel pump. All right, so I just looked up, what does it cost to replace some parts on a Dodge Ram 1500. Now, this is not new and it's not old, so it'd be like maybe 10-year-old Dodge Ram. To replace a water pump is about $498. You know, to have someone else do it. A water pump to replace it, $498. That's the same kind of part that you could get for $23 today to put on your 1976, 1977 Chevy. Now, it would be about the same amount for a Dodge. Okay? Back, you know, equivalent vintage Dodge. If you wanted to replace the head gasket or have it done, it'd be about $1,499 for the Dodge Ram today. Fuel pump, $698. Heater core, $859. Radiator, $796. These prices are out of sight. Now, a new 2018 Dodge dealer-installed water pump. Let's say you had to pay for it. It's over $4,000 on their V6 engine because the water pump is inside the engine. And you can't get to it. So you have to take the engine out. This is nuts. There's a guy here yesterday. He's with the largest tire distribution company in the country. And he's looking at all these vehicles we have decorating our farm. And I said, let me show you this. So I raised the hood of a Ford. And I said, this is a V6 in it. It's around a mid-2000s model V6 engine. And I said, so can you see the spark plugs? He said, sure, there's three right here. I said, yeah, you're right. Where are the other three? And he's looking around trying to find the other three spark plugs on this V6 engine. He can't find them. And I said, and I'm paraphrasing. I said, well, they're right here. They're actually under the intake manifold. So all you have to do is take all the stuff off. So you take off the mass airflow sensor. You disconnect the air cleaner plumbing. You disconnect all these hoses. You disconnect all these connections. You unbolt the manifold. You have to have a new gasket set to replace the manifold so you can see the spark plugs. That's what's happening with new engines, new vehicles. And my advice to you is don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to regret it because after the warranty's over and you have to start paying for these things, you'll do what everyone else is doing. You'll say, wow, it costs too much to keep it. Let me get a new one. Then it gets worse. No exaggeration here, Rich Sheeman. I'm telling you what I've learned. It's unbelievable. So I'm not buying a new vehicle. I'm not. So I'm starting to collect a few old ones just to have spares. Any comments in the last 15 seconds?
No. Do what you can, folks. Learn skills because we are being groomed and cultivated. Forget about common sense and logic. Always appreciate you having me on, Ben.
Hey, Rich, thanks so much. I love that word. We're being cultivated. How apt is that? That's above all honesty and integrity. What happens next is that.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.